Friday.
It's Friday.
There's something about Friday when your eyes open. It's like, oh, man, one more. And it's my life for a few days.
Yes.
It's my life. It's now or never. I don't want to live forever.
This is a dream, right?
Or a nightmare.
This is a nightmare, right?
Right, it's the nightmare part.
We didn't wake up yet, right?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. A flubble is a flub and a mumble combined. AJ has mastered it, perfected it, invented it, and each week we play the best of them. We all flubble.
Yes, we do.
But Phil said it's going to be a short one this week.
Nice.
Really.
Was he kidding?
Have you not been paying attention, or what happened?
No, AJ had some good days this week.
I did?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yay!
What?
We're still dreaming, right?
I don't know. All right, let's take a listen. He was eventually able to break free from the crocodile's... crocodile.
See you Friday.
Hang on. Oh, boy, yeah. that was a good one.
That was a great one.
Partly sunny, increasing afternoon clouds, a little warmer, low 50s, 31 now in North Haven.
This Chaz and AJ, People's United Bank traffic report. Fairfield, 95 southbound. And in Trumbull, some stop-and-go traffic into Fairfield on the Parkway southbound.
Voiced by Disney.
Thank you, Marge Simpson.
Really?
Oh, homie. Oh. Nothing. I'm just thinking of the harm of driving. that was bad. Got off the plane to a hotel somewhere. Motel 6, perhaps.
Sorry?
Hang on.
What?
Motel 6, perhaps.
Pretty much easy going, so.
Well. They're submissive. Right, they're submissive.
I saw a little.
Yep.
That was a bitch to say. It's overhead. Who cares? That's it. Down below. It's like, okay, it's a crid. Okay, it's a crid. Okay, it's a crid.
Okay, it's a crid. What is a crod?
It's a statue of my middle finger.
Don't get mad at me. I didn't
and,
say
and
it.
I'm going to paint it.
What color are you going with?
I'm going to go with whatever angry red I could find. Every single night, you press a button, make it firmer or softer. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss Sleep Numbers Cyber Week Special. See yourself while FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Remember using promo code Chaz, C-H-A-Z, so they know you sent you. Exclusive on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
C-H-A-Z.
Exactly. 21 and present in Connecticut. We're making the mistake of thinking there's logic behind any of this.
There's a lot of logic. You know what's great? When you flubble trying to sound smart when you say logic.
Don't touch my stuff.
Yep.
Why you gotta touch my hair?
Yeah, don't bend stuff that's not supposed to be bent.
Like they're homemade.
Little stuff on your sleeves. Little things you've done cooking. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I rub potatoes all over me.
Church partners in Haiti poised to bring critical relief to those suffering.
What's wrong with you?
She's suffering.
She's got.
Stop staring at your hoo-ha, AJ.
I don't have one, guy. I don't know if your anatomy works, but I don't have one.
See you tomorrow at 9:20.
Nope. I got a cool song for him. We'll feel it next week. Or right
we'll
now.
We'll feel it next week?
No, reveal it. Reveal it.
Oh, God.
I know it felt so long. It was so short.
It felt long for you, right?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I was sweating and everything.
My God. You know, that was short, but it was high quality.
Thank you.
I like the bend one. Things bend that are not supposed to be bend.
My favorite's the Motel 6.
Yeah.
Can you send that to me?
Like no. He's in Paramus, it sounded like you were trying to say.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm going to blame Omicron.
Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Okay, remember that viral video of the laundry detergent heist at the Oxford supermarket?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Three people, and they just rolled carts out, and they're throwing them in there, and they were arrested, or the people who the police believe did that were arrested.
Awesome.
Yesterday.
Excellent.
Three people.
Not one, not two, but three. Three people. I got that one.
I really thought they'd never be caught.
I'm glad they were.
On the phone right now, Connecticut State Police Trooper Pedro Muniz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Trooper First Class, sorry.
Yes.
Let me I'm going to promote you.
He'll find you. He already has your license plate.
So how did you figure this one out?
Well, the Oxford Resident Trooper's Office really just did some good old-fashioned police work and help with social media, that video going viral. They got over 100 tips within, you know, that next week after that incident. So it was definitely the help of the public and with social media. That video going viral.
The social media is not the good old-fashioned police work, because good old-fashioned police work would be pictures and then knocking on a million doors.
Yes.
Social media is great.
Social media, they talked with other police departments and talking to other civilians and the people from the public, just really helping out. So that part of the good old-fashioned piece, plus social media, you know?
Gotcha.
Right, plus the back of the SUV smell of gain.
I thought it would be a tremendous amount of bubbles coming from someplace.
One leak.
Like, hey, there, you know?
Yep.
That's a lot more bubbles than usual.
Something smells really fresh and clean.
I didn't realize by watching that video there were two vehicles. Yep. I thought there was just one.
Yeah, there was two.
Two.
Yeah, a Tahoe and a minivan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
How much was the value of the stuff that they allegedly took?
So it was a little over $1,600 that they stole from the Oxford.
Damn.
Wow.
That stuff's expensive.
That's a lot. Do you know what they
detergent?
Did you get any of that back, or where did it go? What happened to it?
So yeah, they think it's gone right now. So we believe it's located. It's not there anymore because they're taking it and then they're selling it.
What did they call that place? That
bodegas?
Yes. Is that where it ended up?
What we think they're doing is selling it to maybe small bodegas and just pretty much all over, really.
It had to be tough for them. It's like stealing a very famous diamond.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's stolen, and then you show up at a place, well, hey, I got this diamond. Right. You know, it looks like the... So it was tough. It had to be tough for them to sell laundry detergent after that video was everywhere.
It's dirty detergent, yes.
I think... they had this already set up, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh.
There was supply and demand. Yeah, how much you need?
Supply
okay,
demand.
Good. Yeah,
right.
Go get it. Obviously, when they arrest them, their clothes were not clean.
That's what, you know...
Imagine that. Wow, your brights are very brighter, and your whites are really whiter.
I saw them robbing all that laundry detergent. I said, these people don't strike me as, like, clean freaks.
Right. Laundry day!
Not that I am.
Right.
You know, I saw them. I'm like, yeah, they're probably not going to use all that.
Your socks are so bright.
You know what's interesting about that is you had to do police work because no one called 911.
Right. Yeah, that was the big issue with this case initially. And I don't think it was anything intentional. I don't think it really was, you know, people assumed somebody else was calling. And everybody assumed wrong. And
they were all recording it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No one thought to hit 911.
If you see one, because you think I'm going to help by show. Here's the evidence.
Right. I've got film
you're
footage
gonna
for you.
You're going to see a lot. License plate, which there wasn't any.
I have a documentary.
Vehicle make and year, make, model, color.
What people look like.
People.
Yes.
Their clothes. I'm going to help. True.
Right.
But if you see other people doing it, get on 911.
Say hi.
Exactly.
Spokesperson.
Exactly.
Right.
The barracks is like a stone's throw from that market. You guys.
Oh, really?
Probably a mile down the road.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Whoops. That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
You probably drove right past it.
Not embarrassing for them. No one called them. Yeah, they probably went right by the barracks.
Right.
Me.
Right.
Hi.
You look at your footage outside. Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
There they go.
That's them right there.
I think they went the other way towards 84. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, if you can call 911, the sooner the better. The video footage. In this case, definitely helped, but what would have helped also would have been us being able to get there sooner, maybe apprehend them at the spot.
You would have had them before they got to 84.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey. So, but
damn.
We got them, though.
You did.
And now these three alleged whoever, you know, we don't know. It has to work its way out in the court, but the people that you think did this, they had a track record.
Correct.
Well, they ran.
No.
Oh, wrong contract.
There was one person, I think the last name of Hill.
Hill, yes.
He currently has 22 open cases in various courts.
Wow.
So he doesn't
overachiever,
care.
Overachiever, yeah.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. It has to be frustrating for police and troopers. You bring these people in, like, here you go, court system.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you can go.
Right. He was trying to clean his record with that detergent.
He needed the detergent to clean that.
I gotta clean my life up.
Dirty record.
Dirty.
Gonna need a lot. One for like each open case.
Right. At least 22 right there.
Yeah. Is that frustrating for you?
It could be. It could get frustrating. It's definitely frustrating for the public.
It is. I could tell you. I will.
One of the people that repeat offenders, and we do what we can, do our job the best we can. And, geez, I know the public is getting upset.
We need you to speak into the mouthpiece, please.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
There we go. Yes, that's all perfect.
Right. The public, is like, geez, what's going on? Why is this guy still going out and doing stuff when he has this track record,
Yeah.
But we try to, we do our best at our ability and do what we can on our end.
You do, that's all you could do. You do your job, and hopefully everyone does theirs, and this wouldn't have happened if, we're not letting people just walk around.
What they should do from now on is put a chip on these people, right? This way, every time they go into a store, all the cameras go, nee, and follow them the entire store.
Have you ever been to court and looked around, and it's just such a slow process? If we're going to do this, why don't we just have two doors? They walk in. And then they walk right out. Like, why?
Right, yeah.
What's the whole, and the lawyers.
Like a drive-through.
All right, now before you judge, it's case number 5-7. Just let him walk. Anyway.
Just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought.
He's like, no.
What were they charged with?
So they were charged with a few larceny. I think it was larceny 4. Hold on 1 second. I'll get you all the charges right now.
They were charged with, larceny and attempted.
Yeah.
Larceny. Conspiracy.
And conspiracy to commit larceny. That's what it was.
Yep. I didn't know there was a charge for that. So if you plan it, that's a charge too.
Yes.
If you
plan it and you're caught in right before you do it, then yes. Or doing it, you can get charged with conspiracy. So right.
So if they were caught at the door, they didn't leave the store yet, they were planning on it.
And hitting that shopping cart, someone rolled in front of the vehicle. Remember that?
Right.
No, I thought the woman should be charged with misuse of running pants.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, come on.
Right.
I wear running pants, too. I probably shouldn't wear them. Mm. There should be a charge for that.
Right. Yoga pants.
You know you don't run.
Unauthorized use yoga pants.
You don't run.
Right, exactly. Right.
I'm wearing yoga pants.
Those are lounge pants for you.
Exactly. All right. There's a charge for
it. I want to report a crime right now.
I certainly don't run.
You wear yoga pants because they're comfortable.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they have pockets.
That's why I wear running pants.
Because donuts are coming today.
I got to leave space for
them. I need to stretch.
I meant her, not you, sir.
Well, nice job.
Yeah.
I really thought, well, no one's ever going to get them, then this is going to become a thing. Someone called us and told us after this happened that they saw them, these same people, at another store. Does anyone remember where it was? It was like Wallingford.
I don't recall.
There was a couple different incidents. There was one with the TVs, but I didn't know if that was the same group.
That was different, but somebody said they saw these same people coming out of a store.
Same vehicle.
It was Prospect or
something.
I think Wallingford sounds right.
Does this ring a bell with you?
Yeah, I think there was a couple incidents. I know there was a BJ's with the TVs. There was, I think Wallingford is the other place. Not sure if they are the same people. Wallingford, I know, and Sellington are definitely doing their investigation on it. So it does bring some encouragement to other departments as well. Hey, we got these guys. Let's see if we can get the rest,
Nice.
Now, Stanford's been pretty quiet. They need to step it up. Like, what's going on? Why is everyone acting right over there?
Maybe they're too quiet.
Yeah. When the room is quiet, there's something going on in there. The kids are in there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good work to everyone involved.
Yes.
Connecticut State Police Trooper First Class Pedro Muniz. Thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for what you do every day.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Yes.
You as well.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a quiet weekend, yes.
You notice how when a state trooper or first class doesn't talk right into the mouthpiece, I'm very pleased.
I noticed that,
into
yes.
The,
I noticed that.
But like if Beef Man does it, I'll scream, talk into the mouthpiece!
Right.
Well, you've asked him nicely 1,700 times that, already.
Because you walk out of here and say, look at all the silver cars outside.
Why are all these silver cars following
They're
me?
They're all pointing towards me. Why is that?
Silver cars.
Silver cars.
Ooh.
I've got... Okay, I know what you're doing. All right, I'll write one.
That's a parody.
I'll write one for Monday.
All right. Chaz and AJ, Little Pub, Dumbass News.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
95.9 to Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Dumbass technician burned woman's face during facial. This happened in Turkey.
Turkey?
Woman in Turkey sued after she went in for a laser facial and a technician burned her entire face.
Deep fried turkey.
Man.
Crispy.
Yeah, you want the crispy skin.
The kicker.
It's a kicker.
She posted some before and after shots, and it looks like her entire face got burned. She used to have pretty skin. Now it looks like her whole face is covered in dark freckles.
Hey.
And she says it's because the technician was distracted having an argument with her boyfriend over the phone.
Oh, toast like a marshmallow, huh?
Not the time or the place for that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you hear the person screaming?
I would think. But they're so used to screaming.
Oh, Ashley, you have to be the facial technician arguing with her boyfriend. AJ, you're the boyfriend on the phone.
Okay.
I'll be the patient.
Okay.
All right.
I told you 700 times,
you told me a
put
lot of things
your laundry
okay?
in
no.
the hamper.
Hold on, hold on, you say on. So many things. What?
AJ, you're on the phone.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
She was on the phone, so.
She's yeah. there in the room.
I got you. Okay.
I told you 700 She's... times.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
This
go.
Is a role she will exceed in.
Yes, she will.
This is Oscar winning you're about to hear.
This is not acting. This okay. is her. Yes.
So I'm in the room.
Okay.
She's
I'm on
in
the
room.
All right. All right, from the top.
You're on the phone.
From the top.
Okay.
I told you 900 times, put your laundry in the hamper. It doesn't help me if you put the laundry next to the hamper. You have to put it in the hamper. You know what? Or better yet, just put it in the damn laundry machine.
How was that?
It's just off. By the way, you suck at bed.
Hey! Hey! Take that back! I'll burn your face.
Wow. You, actually, you got that down. AJ, great. Two Oscars for you.
Thank you.
You get an Oscar. You get an Oscar.
Yay!
Participation Oscar, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my nose will mess up. After I did it, my nose is not the same for a while.
That fake argument was locked and loaded.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was based on real-world experience.
It really was. I want to hear it back later.
And she yelled so loud you couldn't hear me, like
I was
normal.
Too busy screaming.
Yes, you were.
All right. What did she get for that? They only awarded the victim or the patient $260.
What?
She got burned again, huh?
I know. She'd get a couple million here in the
States.
You
would think, yeah. Yeah. Miss Turkey.
And
actually, it's probably a lot of money in Turkey.
They're letting the place pay her out in 10 equal installments of 26 a month.
Oh, my God. Months. So 10 months of $26.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
Boy, she got effed.
Ooh.
Big time.
Twice.
Wow.
Twice.
Wow.
All right. Quick thinking delivery man understood the assignment. You're going to hear some fun audio here. Quick thinking guy. An Amazon delivery driver arrived at a California home this week and saw that the doormat read, hide packages from husband.
Which is stupid that the husband didn't see this, you know, that there's a doormat that says hide packages from husband.
Yeah.
But it's California, so therefore it makes sense.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, what does that mean? Hide what package
what
from
What kind of packages?
From
what,
me?
Are you getting drugs? What are you getting? What kind of packages?
That wasn't the package I was thinking, but.
Oh. So oh, gotcha.
So he gets there.
Is that one too? Yes.
All right. He hid the parcel behind the planter and was about to leave when the husband opens the door and the driver was forced to come up with why he was there and didn't have a package.
No kidding.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's
got
it going?
Package?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I'm just here to tell you about the historic gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh.
The wow. Video's on Chaz and AJ Facebook page. By the way.
Oh, I want to hear more.
Now, what if you said he wanted, now, what if you said he wanted to hear about it?
So I guess the guy rang the bell, the delivery guy rang the bell,
yeah.
And then looked
then
down,
looked
saw
down,
the note,
yeah.
Hit the package,
right.
Starts walking, guy comes
he's
out.
He's almost off the porch when
yeah.
The guy opens the door, and it's like, ah, crap.
Almost got away.
Yeah. Moments from victory.
Oh. Here to tell you about the
historic
gospel of Jesus Christ.
Please tell me more. Oh, no, now I got to think of stuff.
All right,
well, he was
so
good.
AJ, you're the delivery guy. I open the door. Hey, you got a package?
No, I don't.
No, I have a package.
You're not on the phone. You're on the porch.
Okay, wait a second.
Do you not understand stage directions?
Ring the bell on your
shirt.
Jazz and AJ Premier Auto Group News.
Well, if you ever showed up at some place you really shouldn't have been stoned at and you were very stoned, we're going to turn that into an opportunity to win tickets to Brian Regan. Mm. Pat Oates is here.
Is that why he's here?
Feeling, I have a feeling we're going to see him next week at the toy drive.
Really? That's
Pat.
Awesome.
First
yeah.
of all, what a lead in.
Right?
I've been really high the more you were. Here's Pat.
And everyone, Pat Oates.
You just Pat, stumbled in.
Pat, you're in the studio, Pat.
Wow. I thought I was in a fish tank.
Dude.
99 WPR, 95.9 The Fox, the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus toy drive. 1 week from today at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Yes.
Do you smoke weed, or are you used to?
I mean, I think everyone used
everyone
to.
Everyone has
yeah,
at one point.
Right. I like waking up now, though, so I'm a big fan of that. So
not just coming around, yeah.
Being productive.
And then I think when the world started bringing edibles out, I tried those once or twice, and that just gets scary, and you don't know if you're supposed to eat just a hoof or a head or whatever.
Right.
And then you start to lose your mind. I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I also like being anxious. I think it helps. Keeps me on my toes.
Oh, all
right.
Yeah.
Right, right. You want to dull the senses.
You know, when they weren't making these in factories, and when someone would hand it to you and say, be careful with
yes.
it.
Yes,
yes. You were.
I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
You know?
When it comes to disclaimer, yeah.
Well, especially if you already were high, and then they gave you a candy, and you want candy because you're high.
Exactly.
And then they're like, well, be easy with this candy. But there is no easy. I'm high. I'm going to eat all this candy, and then you get more high.
Everyone's heard stories like this. It's... I took it, and an hour later, nothing happened.
So?
I took more. Of course you did.
Yes, you
and
did.
And then the story gets really good. I took more.
And that's how I ended up on the hood of my car with my keys in my ass.
My only story like that wasn't weed. It actually was the one time I ever took mushrooms where me and my friends didn't have weed, and I talk about it on stage one time, but the guy gave us a bag, and we all didn't know how to take it, so we did it like weed, but we just did a lot. And we took too much, and we ended up in this diner. And I have a whole story I tell about where we lost our minds and we tried to like escape because we couldn't pay for our bill. And it was nuts, but we ate an entire bag between four of us. We should have had like barely any of it. So yeah, yeah. But yeah. I don't do any of that stuff anymore.
No,
that was my friend. We're playing foosball. He did some mushrooms. I didn't know.
Oh.
And the only clue I had was he lit his cigarette with his lighter, then he shook it out like a match and threw it and hit some girl in the head across the bar. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, I don't do it anymore. I get paranoid if I just smoke a little bit of weed. So it's not a fun buzz anymore.
I hear you.
But back when people were trying mushrooms, which to me is, you don't know what you're eating, right? Because one mushroom might be really... It's not like an Advil. Why know three will get this? You don't know how much to eat.
You have no idea. None.
So we took some mushrooms and we went to Kansas and 38 Special.
Oh, I mean the actual Kansas.
The
not Kansas.
Not the state.
The state.
The band.
Wow, really tripping balls, were you?
We're really in Kansas,
dude!
And this is when they were the hottest rock bands, you know?
Yeah.
And we leave there and we're tripping like nobody's business. And we think, you know what? We'd like right now some donuts.
Donuts.
We go to Dunkin' Donuts, and they had these old school surveillance cameras that went back and forth.
Oh, yeah, they followed you, yeah.
Really slow.
Yeah.
And my friend starts walking along with the camera, so he's always in the shot. And I'm thinking to myself, this is probably not good because people will find us out. So we get a bunch of donuts, we walk out, and my friend takes a cream-filled donut.
Boston cream?
Boston cream donut.
Right.
Throws it up in the air, and it comes down in slow motion, hits the sidewalk, and then the cream goes up slowly, like a lava lamp. We all look at each other like, did you see that? 10 minutes later, the place was sold out of cream-filled donuts, and there was a big lump of dough in the road. And three guys laughing their asses off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and they didn't care because it was late at night, and they were going to throw those out anyway.
Exactly.
Do you remember when Jack in the Box used to have, like, right on their counter, they had all the ketchups you could ever want, those little packets?
Yes.
Well, apparently one night, while extremely, you know, high, I grabbed a whole bunch of those. And the next morning,
I
woke up.
You just thought, I'm going to need these someday.
Well, what happened was, the next morning, I woke up, and my brand new boots had red all over them. I thought I killed somebody. I'm like, oh, my God, I murdered somebody. My friend said, no.
I stomped someone to death.
He said, no, you grabbed that whole container of ketchups. You yelled, I have many, many happy ketchups. He says, and you threw them all over the parking lot. You were stomping on them, singing some bizarre songs. Yeah, that's why I don't do it anymore.
I have many, many happy ketchups.
I have many, many happy ketchups.
Big ketchups for everyone.
That should be a t-shirt. I would wear the happy ketchups t-shirt every day.
I think AJ should start his own fast food place, and that's the tagline.
Happy ketchups.
Many, many happy ketchups.
Many, many happy ketchups.
Yes.
Seth Rogen ended up in the front row at an Adele concert, especially... remember that Adele concert?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a special Oprah or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
So he was in the front row by accident. He was invited and didn't know the show was being filmed and ended up smoking a ton of weed. And this is from The Tonight Show.
So we go up to the desk and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B.
Oh, no. It doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? There was, because the whole time I'm like, there's so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like, I was in front of Drake. Like, there's no world where I would be in front of Drake. Why? How is that possible? Like, I was six rows in front of, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like, I truly have no idea why they did that. It was truly wild. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me thinking, like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why?
And apparently he was really, really high and said smoked a ton of weed before that.
Yep.
So we'll take your calls here. If you were way too high somewhere you shouldn't have been, we'll put you in the running for Brian Regan tickets. 1-877-764-2535. Tom in West Haven.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Are you calling in on subject, or am I going to have to hang up on you?
What's going on?
Actually, it's my birthday. I was a little bit for a shout-out, but I do have a good story.
Okay.
Happy birthday, first of all.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
I'll wait to hear the story before I say happy birthday.
Okay.
So once upon a time, I went to the Gathering of the Vibes. Camping. And, my woman at the time and another couple, we decided we were going to go four ways on a quarter of mushrooms. And, they hit really hard, really fast, and we had walked from our campsite to the big concert field, and there were so many people that I just freaked out, and I had to leave. I had to go back to the campsite.
Where did all these people come from?
You got a bad vibe.
There's like way too many people.
Dude!
Well, then while we were at our campsite, some random chick came over and, like, popped the squat on the side step of my truck and peed, like, right in front of us.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Did you watch it? Like, whoa.
I was yelling at her because she was peeing on the side of my truck.
Like, no. Unicorns are coming out.
Exactly right.
Right. Yeah.
Little demons.
Your highest moment is someone else peed.
Right.
Well, you're the first one in, so you're in the running for the ticket.
So no happy birthday from Pat.
No. Not at all.
Thanks anyway, Pat. Have a great one.
You do.
You do.
You're in for a good birthday. How about that?
John in Fairfield.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You tried your speaker.
So, me and my brother were helping my aunt and her partner move. We were probably around 18 years old, and we found a big old bag of weed. We were not very experienced at this. We split up after, and I smoked with my friends. He smoked with his friends.
What's a big old bag of weed? How much is that? What does it look like? Is it like three fingers in a baggie? Is it?
Or Cheech and Chong comical size.
Is it a brick?
It's like four in a freezer storage bag.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
We didn't smoke at all that night, but, you know, that's how big it was. It was like, it was a lot.
That's a lot.
That was a starting point, yeah.
That's illegal, I think.
Anyway, me and my friends do it. We go to the hot spot in Fairfield when you're obviously stoned is the McDonald's on the Circle, right?
Yeah, of course.
Walk in there, I'm staring up at the board, like trying to figure out what I want. It takes, you know, longer than usual. All of a sudden, my brother walks in, and there's a ton of people in McDonald's. They're all, you know, it's pretty packed. My brother and his friends walk in. My brother just shouts out, "Look at my brother. Look how stoned he is." And everybody just turns and looks at me.
Even Grimace.
Like, oh. Yeah. So that's my story.
All right. Thank you, brother. You're in the running for the ticket.
The last thing you want is all eyes on you when you're high because you think, like, I had a buddy who said he has a story about it, but he would go to a bank when he was high because that was funny, but he'd also know that he would do all the transactions wrong. He's like, "I'd like to have some money, please." You know, and the worse, more eyes that stared at him, the more awkward he felt.
Can I have $8 and three lollipops? <for you?
laughs> Oh, you want the dum-dums big time.
And two pens.
Yeah, yes. With chains, please.
I want the watermelon flavor.
It's really bad when you're like stoned and you're talking to somebody. You're like, I'm fine. Yes. Well, I didn't ask. I thought you were fine. I'm okay.
Right. Thanks for sharing.
Jimmy Jams.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, ducky. So I have a story that may or may not involve the guy Tom that just called.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
So I knew a kid, Tom, from West Haven.
Okay.
We both went to the same high school. And I went to his house, and we got ripped. So we went after school. We went to his house. We got ripped. And then we were like, "Let's go to the mall." So we went in my S10. And my S10 at the time, the driver's side window had to stay up. If I tried to put it down, it would fall down by itself.
I've been there.
So
yep.
I was ripped. I mean, we were higher than giraffe stuff.
Yep. Right.
So anyways, so we're in my car. I'm smoking a cigarette. He's smoking a cigarette. I go to flick my cigarette out the window. The cherry falls off. The cherry falls off, and not realizing that I had smoke bombs sitting in the actual side drawer of my door there.
Oh, boy.
So the cherry fell down into where the smoke bombs were.
Nice.
The smoke bombs lit on fire, and now I thought my car was on fire, and now I'm in the middle of 95 screaming and running around my car saying, "What the hell is going on?"
Mr. Worst Case Scenario.
Tom's inside the car eating Doritos.
Gotta say the Doritos, man.
Yeah,
that's the end of my story.
I hear you.
Thank you. All right, well, if you're going to die, you want to die eating Doritos.
You want Doritos, yeah.
Kristen in Bristol.
Hi.
She rhymes.
Good morning.
Crystal in Bristol.
Good morning.
I'm like, nobody else noticed this?
No. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't notice until you.
Right. Are you high right now?
No, I wish I was.
Yeah, we didn't ask you to call off your stone, although that will get you extra points for these tickets.
Yep. All right. I'll mention food to you. So you're saying?
Oh. All right. Well, unfortunately, I have a few of these stories, but I'll
pick
tell you the one that probably escaped the most trouble. We were living out in Los Angeles in our early 20s, and me and three of my buddies decided to go down to Tijuana to have a cheap day because we were poor. And so we went down, we found some cheap beers for like a quarter of beer, 50-cent margaritas. And we were just sitting outside and we were having a good time. And our waiter came up to us and asked us if we were looking to buy anything. And we said, buy anything like what? And he said, I got some weed and I got some LSD. And then we said, oh, we'll take both.
Oh, wow.
So he said, what he'll do is.
You're already drinking 50 cent margaritas.
Right, but you want to top that.
You don't really need any more.
You want to top that, yeah.
And you're going LSD. All right.
Yeah, sure. From Mexico.
Yeah. Decisions are made, right?
Yes.
So he said, I said, how are we going to do this? And he says, I'll roll the weed up into joints and I'll put it in a cigarette pack. It will be under the toilet. Just reach in there and I'll put it on your tab. And so we are thinking that this is like the greatest thing ever. So I go into the bathroom. It's where he says. He puts it on our tab. Like he says, we pay for it. We leave. We take some acid because we can't wait to get back to California. Oh, we need to do this now in Tijuana.
Right.
Because that's good decision making.
Yes,
and so
of course.
We did that and had a great time. On our way back, my buddies picked up some ceramic monkeys riding surfboards. And these became our friends, and they needed to get back to California with us. So as we were standing in line for the border crossing, my friend trips and falls and breaks one of the monkeys.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And
it was traumatic.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. It was very traumatic. It was like we had lost our friends.
So, like, kilos of coke in there?
That's what I was thinking the cigarettes
were,
right? They were inside the monkeys.
Yeah.
No, and we're sitting there, we're grieving over this monkey, and we have the Border Patrol police looking at us like, what the heck is going on with these people? When we finally get to our turn, we were just a hot mess all around, and we were very lucky that we did not get imprisoned in Mexico, as they were asking us what our country of origin was, and we were giving them our street address.
Nice.
And,
do the math here. Yeah.
My buddy at the time, his I don't want to say what town it was, but my buddy's father was a police chief, so he started arguing with the Border Patrol, saying, do you know who my father is? My
father is. The guy I'm going to call in a moment. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that they had a lot of pity on us, and they were just like, wow, these kids are so messed up.
They're like, you know, what those days? Did you get cigarettes from under a toilet?
Yeah, seriously.
We're getting a lot of this coming back.
Good
there.
Metaphor in that. Which, quote, I'm breaking
by the
monkeys.
Way, that's the highest part of the story because you're so high you overthink. All they had to do is hand you a pack of cigarettes. Nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
They didn't have to hide it under a toilet and do all these moves.
Yeah.
Just give you a pack of cigarettes. No one would go, oh, there's drugs in there.
All this 007 stuff.
Yeah, in Tijuana. Do you know how gross the toilets are in Tijuana?
You can buy people
you took a huge
in Tijuana.
Risk.
You don't have to worry about cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's true. You could buy people.
It's true, yeah. You go home with some real guys riding surfboards.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years later, we look back and we're like, oh my gosh, we are so friggin' lucky that we didn't end up dead or in jail or...
Well, the monkey died, and that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys broke the monkey.
One of them survived.
You broke the monkey.
We got one over the border.
That would be the name of your episode,
right.
The Monkey Died.
Right. Broken monkey.
Monkey died. All right. He was a surfing monkey, too.
Oh, yeah, so that's very cool.
He was a what?
Surfing monkey.
A
monkey on a surfboard.
He's surfing.
Yes.
Yep.
Are you sure? Or was it the acid?
I'm positive.
That was a hood ornament.
I don't even know if you saw a monkey on a surfboard.
I don't even know if it was ceramic.
All right, you're in the running. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Is it still affecting her?
Yeah.
That's good acid.
Steve in Bristol.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Bristol's bringing it today.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Hey, got a good story. Going back a good 30 years when I was in high school, me and my buddy, I'd pick him up every morning on the way to school. We'd smoke, smoke a couple joints and everything.
On the way
Have
to
a
school?
Nice day at school.
Right. A little wake and bake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely wake and bake. That was the only way to get through school back then.
The teachers did.
So, yeah.
That is so weird when you look around the class, like for a teacher looking around the class and seeing, the all buttoned up student who did all the homework. Mm-hmm. The book covers are perfect, and they got their book bag, and they're sitting. The Ashleys of the world.
Yeah, right. The only ones, yes.
And then you look one desk over, and then there's this guy.
Right, exactly.
It looks like you woke up on a foot near a keg.
In my school, those guys became lawyers.
Eyes glowing red and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Like, there's no hiding it. You got a big smirk on your face.
Right. You smell
but
like
if
weed.
You're a hungover teacher, you like that kid that day.
Yes.
You're like, oh,
yes.
He's going to be quiet. The kid asking questions. Shh.
Right. Yeah, you're annoying. Get out of here. Yeah.
Come in. Good morning, class. And then he's like, what?
One kid just did gravity bongs before a test. It's fine.
So we get this one day. We couldn't get any weed. So we have to go into school straight.
Oh, no.
Sad day. So,
yeah. So I pick up my buddy. I'm like, this is going to suck. So we go into homeroom, and I'm sitting in homeroom. My teacher looks at me and says, I think you need to go to the office. I says, for what? We think you're on something.
Well, the one
no,
day
I couldn't get anything. That's,
right.
That's the problem.
So used to seeing you baked all the time.
The one day you were actually you.
He's used to seeing you baked.
Something's wrong here.
This is good.
Up, your eyes are white.
Up, you're sitting up straight and your eyes are open.
Right. Your eyes are white.
You're finally being the person you're supposed to be.
Right.
Exactly.
You're not doodling on the desk.
This is good. We both agree. I'm better when I do this.
So I go. I start heading down to the office, sit with the teacher or the principal, rather. I said, "Nah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not nothing." I go back, start heading back to the classroom. Pass by my buddy's classroom. I see him. I said, "Come on, let's go." So he gets out of class. We just walk out. We take off in my car. We're like, "Yeah, we're good for today." You know. So we go up. We go up to the. Hike up the mountain, there's a cliff where everybody used to kind of hang out and party and everything. So we go up there, we finally get some weed. We go up there, we're smoking, turning out to be a good day. We're drinking a little bit. My buddy's sitting on the edge of the cliff, and he's lighting a cigarette. Well, he's so messed up, he drops his lighter.
Oh, no.
So the lighter goes off the edge of the cliff. He looks forward. And just keeps going.
Oh!
The edge of the cliff he went.
He followed it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Cliff. Yeah.
He hit the ground. He kept rolling down. And he's rolling down, and he's bouncing off a few trees. I'm like, oh, my God. He finally stops, and he's not moving. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm running down there to see if he's okay. I'm like, oh, my God, he's dead. How do I bring a dead man home? What am I going to do? I leave him on the porch?
Leave him there.
We could have ended this episode with the trip to the principal.
Now it became 48 hours.
Yeah, now it's investigative reporting.
48 hours.
Yeah. Right. The falling happened between someone.
Wait, was he really a ceramic monkey?
Right?
99.1 PR, 95.9, the Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Hey, look who's here.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what my favorite Christmas song is now?
Oh, uh-oh. Let's see.
You're never going to guess.
Is it a U2 song?
No. I love that U2 song.
That is a good song.
That is a good song.
Oh, this is a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
You're really asleep right now.
That Dan Fogelberg, Same Old Anxiety song.
You do this just to annoy us.
I love it.
Watch this, everyone. I got a lot of match.
So,
can we literally throw them out?
So one of our sister stations has switched to all Christmas songs. So
Weeby or Star?
Weeby. Yeah.
They want to hang themselves already.
So Weeby.
So it used to be Star.
Right. We change it all the time. But Weeby.
But then we bought Weeby. And we just said, we'll torture those people.
Right.
Stars.
It's their initiation.
Stars had it, welcome. Like, enough.
Yeah, so Stars
they've
normal.
Been tortured. Hold on 1 second on this, Phil.
Yeah,
hold on.
So
we'll get to that.
So right. Star is normal, like regular music.
Star was doing all Christmas for how long? Years.
Yeah, I guess so. And then we switched probably 7 years ago that on the weekends we play Christmas songs, not during the week.
So
yeah.
There was, you know, that when we first started this, they started it.
Yeah.
I would walk out in the kitchen about a week into this, mm-hmm. and I would see Anna looking at, like, sharp knives.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. The music, it'll get back.
All the hair is growing back again.
Because there's only, like, 30 songs that anybody wants to hear.
There's 241, actually.
Okay, but there are different variations of the 30.
Oh, it's the same song.
Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph, White Christmas.
So, little behind-the-scenes nonsense. I do the music for Weeby. I program the music for Weeby.
Yes.
We play 14 different versions of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Wow. 14! We play eight Frosty the Snowmen's.
Eight.
Did you know there were eight?
I didn't. Yeah. No. And by the way, Storm Norman says he wasn't aware that the winds didn't open up there.
So
he tried.
So we switched Weeby to Christmas the night before Thanksgiving, right? And so in the morning on the way in today, I flip around to listen to all the different things, and we were playing that.
Wait, all right. So you flip over to Weeby, they're playing Christmas.
Driving your car right now.
You're like, I've heard this song a million times.
Right.
You go over to Star.
Yeah, and I listen to what they're doing.
They're normally playing a song, right?
Yeah.
How many songs an hour do they play? They play
eight songs an hour. So it's a lot of songs compared to this, right?
When do you tune into us? Because I'll make a note.
Usually, later in the day when I've been drinking.
After the first complaint.
You got to let that show talk more.
Listen. They're doing very well. They said their breaks are 4 minutes. It's not like this. It's a whole different thing.
Right. Okay.
So I listen here from 7 to 7:45. But I punch. You know, I got to punch around. So if your segments are boring, I'm like, well, what Christmas songs are playing?
Never happens.
Someday you'll miss us again. Right. Again, we can throw them out right now. A good show,
yeah. Or when I'm at Target.
Right.
So this morning I flipped to Weeby and they were playing that Dan Fogelberg song, and it kept me. I was like, oh, I like this one.
Really?
Yeah, because it tells that story. I like this relaxing nonsense at the beginning.
It's like that Fleetwood Mac miracle music.
It is.
Yeah.
So he meets his old flame. They, like, drink beers in the parking lot. She hates the architect.
Right. So they
She's married.
They went out. They were a whole deal.
Yep.
And then what happened? He went off to become a musician?
Yeah, and she marries an architect and lives this, like, great life. And they meet in the grocery store, but her life isn't great. She's, like, sad. So they have six beers in his car in the parking lot, and I believe they make out.
Right.
And then she goes back to his husband and her husband, and he goes back to whatever his life is.
Yeah, but is he... Dan Fogelberg,
yes. He's Dan Fogelberg, the person.
Right.
It's in first person, yeah.
Okay, right. But he's popular? He's not like a starving musician?
Right, I think he's like a star. So it's 1980 or whatever. He was a star. I think he's 1980 Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think part two, she gets arrested for DUI.
right, seriously. And they're in the car for
husband
like,
leaves
what,
her.
6 minutes? They're like pounded these beers. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I missed Dumbass News or whatever because I was enjoying this Dan Fogelberg song.
Wow, you're living the dream.
Wow. I was definitely like, man, this is a good one, and I want a sequel. Like, it's one of those things.
There is a sequel, isn't there?
No, you're thinking of Taxi.
No, there's a sequel.
There's a sequel to this song?
To this song?
No way.
Yes,
is
there
it
is.
Same Old Exide 2?
And this is called Kill Me.
No way there's a sequel.
No, there's a sequel.
There is?
Yes.
About, does he meet the girl again? And this time they're at Walmart? Like, what?
I know Taxi had that. The girl's in his cab, and then he runs to her again.
I think they're at the methadone clinic.
What is Taxi? Sure. Taxi, the TV show?
You know, the song Harry Chapin did.
He's making reference. I just let him talk.
I know one Harry Chapin song, Cats in the Cradle. There are no other Harry Chapin songs.
There was another song more popular than that one. Yes.
No, Phil's. There is Taxi 2.
Yes.
But there's a second part to this song. Phil's looking for it right now. There's a follow-up.
So you don't like this at all?
No.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
There's nothing by Dan.
Using the word wonderful.
Why are you longing for some girl from high school?
Well, I'm just longing for high school.
Are you Dan Fogelberg?
I guess so. It's just so fascinating that these sort of terrible songs I enjoy now. Like, what has happened?
Yeah.
It's like I had a stroke.
And like, did you?
I used to like things that were so awesome, and now these kind of songs, I'm like, oh.
But they're getting in there.
This speaks to me.
This is God getting you back.
Rage Against the Machine was my favorite band at one point.
You used to make fun of people like you.
Right,
when you had
now
guidelines.
I'm me.
You're that person.
I'm everyone's father now.
Yeah, you've
That's
become the person you used to make fun of.
All right, I have my list. Are you ready?
No, we're finding this part two.
Right,
is there part two?
I don't think there is, no.
All right, you're confused. Maybe it's Taxi. Taxi Part 2 song no one knows.
It could be.
Or Taxi Part 1 song no one
knows. You know what? Play the goddamn song from Harry Chapin. I know you've heard the song.
I guarantee you I haven't.
You had.
What, Taxi?
Yeah, you have heard it.
There's, oh, you've heard it.
There is no chance. It's from what, 1971? Some pop song from 1971?
I want to say it's like a 74, 75 maybe.
From 1971?
Yeah. Oh. It's a couple of years before your friggin' whatever this song was.
Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah. The Earth Shoes wearing guy.
I don't know. So, but it is true. A lot of the pop music from the late 60s, early 70s, I don't know that well. The rock music I know, but the pop music I don't. Like those one, AJ knows all these garbage one-hit wonders. I don't know any of those terrible songs.
He knows
all
the words.
Like what?
You know what? This,
come on.
I understand. Can you go to the chorus? Because he'll know the chorus.
Yeah.
You're. I understand why you're doing this now.
To get back at him?
No. No. Because this is the original Dan Fogelberg song.
It is.
Dan Fogelberg
like stole this guy
stole this idea. Yes. It's the same thing. He's not successful. He's driving a taxi. She gets in the back seat.
Oh, so it's
his
story
old lover.
It's his old lover.
Yeah.
All right. People
and she married a guy who's rich.
I'll tell you one thing. People have definitely turned to Weeby at this point.
Oh, no. No, they haven't.
And they came right back.
Yes, they did.
One of 8 out of 15 versions of Let It Snow.
Right. And they came right back.
They heard Norman yelling, I want to die over the background.
You know what? All those people, those poor people, because the company was owned by not a great radio company. Right? And then they're all excited. Wow, we're bought by a great radio company.
We're
this
safe.
Is going to be awesome.
We're
and
safe.
Then Christmas comes around. It's like, what the hell right. is this?
It's 30 days of it. It's 30 days 30 of Christmas songs. Yeah,
it's like
because
you're punishing
it starts before
them.
Thanksgiving.
It's like you're punishing them.
You know, it's funny. Storm Norman's the nicest guy, but we're going to see the other side of him.
Did you see me on David? His hair is all messed up.
Like a week from now.
His eyes are wide.
In the lobby.
I'm like, dude, are you okay?
What's left of him?
He's a broken man now.
He's so skinny now.
Whoa, I've got something.
I've never heard this song.
No, not Taxi 2.
This is Taxi 2?
Taxi 1. Do you have Taxi? This is.
Is it?
You want the part? No, you want the part where it goes, you know, I can't. You know, just do his goddamn list.
Right. Seriously. Let's just do the list.
Let's just do the list.
Oh, my God. Harry Chapin hour.
what are you saying, Phil?
That Cats in the Cradle's the hit.
It's a little like a Bob Dylan song. There's no real chorus. It's just kind of like a poem.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? La, 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 la. Yeah. When they recognize each other, yes.
All right.
Maybe I'm fine in a taxi.
One person listening right. knows what you're talking about.
Maybe they
a lot more than that.
Maybe they didn't come back.
Dan Fogelberg people are on the methadone clinic.
I hope you enjoy Let It Snow.
Time now for Boston's Top 5.
Okay.
Yeah, spit it out.
Oh, my God. All right, so I make a lot of mistakes during the holiday season. Here are my top 5 mistakes that I will make this holiday season.
Coming in here and talking to us.
Right, number six. Right.
Programming Weeby was another.
Michael Bublé has a lot of songs on Weeby right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, number 5. I don't decorate the outside of my house. We talked about how I don't own a ladder. I don't own a ladder, so I can't
that's
put lights outside
good
of my
reason.
House.
Yeah, that's why you're still here.
So I had a plan that I would buy light-up candy canes that I would put on my pathway into the house.
Oh, I have those. I didn't set them up yet.
But I bought the wrong ones. I wanted big ones, like giant ones that look like a candy cane archway. It's like you've entered Christmas heaven. Instead, I bought tiny ones, and I just look like the most... Like, you drive by, and you go, oh, a hobo lives there.
No.
Like, something's wrong.
A giant. You feel like a giant
right, you
walk
look
past
like
those.
A giant. So even the kids, so I'm setting them up, and I was like, we're going to have outside decorations for the first time ever. They're like, Dad, we don't... This isn't good. So if you drive by my house and you see tiny lit up candy canes that sort of work, that's how you know that's me.
It's wait like a little until... airport.
It's like a tiny airport.
Wait until it snows. Your snow will
they're gone.
Glow.
Right. They'll be gone.
Yeah. It's just is glowing in the snow.
Number 4, whatever gift you wanted from me, I bought it wrong. So you wanted blue, I bought black. You wanted a medium, I bought large. You wanted the Jets, I bought you the Patriots. It happens every year. And the issue is I have thrown away the receipts. So you are stuck with my suck gift.
Just,
so,
guys,
you're not supposed to do that.
So, oh, you're large now? I don't know.
No, slim
maybe,
down.
Maybe you'll slim down.
Slim down.
Right. Yeah, give it to your kids.
Yeah. Right. Don't eat for a week.
Number 3, I've sent you a Christmas card because we were friends from years ago. But that does not give you an invitation to call me. I certainly don't want to talk to you. I have sent you the card. Oh. Look at the card. Be happy I remembered. Follow me on Instagram. And that's the arrangement we have. If I haven't talked to you since 1995, just because you get a Christmas card from me doesn't mean we're back. Like, it's not like it once was. Wow. You get the card.
You know, I'd love to hear the conversation.
Yeah, but your parents missed you.
On the Christmas card list.
Yeah. 61 people. There are 61 Christmas cards. But a lot of those people are, you know, people I talk to. But there are randoms that are college friends or high school friends that I don't talk to anymore. They get the card and, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
You want to know what's going on? I post 3 times a week on Instagram. That's and you it. Can see.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Right. Don't call here. Right. Number two. Weeks of garbage eating and using the phrase, it's the holidays. So this has begun.
Okay.
So last night I had a giant chicken parm and garlic bread and a ton of it. And I was like, well, it's the, you know, it's the holidays. Like,
that's why you're in that studio right now.
Right. Why can't we, wait, right. Why are we mad? Like, and, but the problem is I do this, you know, with every holiday. So it's July 4th. Oh, I can have 5 hot dogs. It's a holiday.
Mine started in 2019.
It's
Arbor Day.
It's Arbor Day.
Well, you have COVID.
Right, you just said, oh, it's the COVID
it's
thing.
The right. COVID.
I got to eat.
It's a requirement.
And the number one thing that I will do wrong this holiday season is someone will buy me a gift that I will get them nothing.
Ah.
So it will be like this scramble, like, oh, I have it here somewhere. Oh, I didn't have time to wrap it. And it's just whatever random gift card I have at my house.
Yeah,
or so it's
right.
Some other, or like a bottle of wine that I have somewhere.
It's awkward.
Right here. I got this for you. Yeah. Oh, but it doesn't say my name on it. We're out of labels. I don't know what to tell you.
You have a bottle or a case of wine in your closet, bedroom closet, wrapped with labels and a pen.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm going to go get your gift. And you write their name, stick it to the...
Yeah, and you find they're like the
that is a,
silver.
That's a good hack. Yeah, that's a Christmas hack.
Yeah, Christmas hack.
What if they don't drink anymore?
Well, you have friends that are fun.
Right.
So there you go. That is my top 5 mistakes. And enjoy Dan Fogelberg for the rest of the show.
Yeah.